Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Things you found in your date's home that were red flags for you to run the other way. It could be anything. Call us, text us, 877-971-HITS. It could be maybe literally their other significant other.
Yeah,
like, whoa, maybe I should leave.
Been there.
That's a bad situation.
For real.
Lack of planning right there. This is brought up from our amp listener, Tiffany, who tried out a hookup hotline, which is like speed dating, but live on the radio. She met Max over the weekend. And listen to the red flag she saw.
There were pictures of women everywhere in that apartment. Made me a little bit uncomfortable. And, you know, to top it all off, like, the guy just has an air mattress in his apartment. It's all he has in there.
That sounds so creepy.
Wait, is that a deal breaker? Like, if a dude doesn't have a base under his mattress or something, like, you can't trust him or what?
Like, at least a box spring would be nice, you know, but he didn't even have that.
Damn. Struggle's real. Can't even have an air mattress. Girls be dipping on you, bro.
I mean, I've had that before. I mean, I've had the air mattress before. Like, I've usually been the perpetrator of all of these things where I'm like, yeah, I had an air mattress. I lived in bunk beds for a while in a studio apartment. Yeah, sheet walls, another one. You'd be surprised how many women in L.A. have it just as bad or even worse. So they're like, sheet walls, who hasn't?
And you always tell them that joke, hey, just knock before you walk in.
You want to get up in between the sheets?
Literally, right? So I do have a study we found, top five things your date's home, that you find in your date's home that are red flags. But before I get to that, what would you say are those deal breakers for you, Chelsea? If you walk into a dude's pad and you find this, you bounce.
Well, I'm a big, like, cleanliness person. Ah. So, but, like, I think specifically in the bedroom, like, if you walk in and there's, like, old food in, like, bowls or, like, old coffee cups, like, that is such a turnoff to me. Nice. It's like, clean up after yourself. Like, right. That's red flag for sure.
Yeah, definitely just some random banana peel just stinking up the
just
joint.
Rotten.
What about you, Brian?
Well, this one happened to me about, I don't say, like, maybe 6-7 years ago. But I was seeing this girl for a little while. And she never wanted to go to her place. She doesn't want to come to mine. And mind you, I lived in bunk beds at the time in my studio apartment. My brother lived below me, right? We called them a loft bed with a bed underneath, but they were bunk beds, right?
Yeah, in your loft, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, this can't, like, her situation can't be weirder than this. Like, this is weird. Right. And, like, I'm on the top bunk. We don't have a lot of space to operate up in this top bunk, right? Because the ceiling's right there. So she's like, yeah, we go to my house. And then we get to her place. She's like, oh, never mind. We can't go into my apartment. And I'm like, why? And she goes, my ex-boyfriend's still living with me. I'm like, whoa! With you? And she goes, no, it's all good. We have separate sleeping arrangements. And I go, like, sure. You guys have separate rooms? She goes, nah, same room, just two beds. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm staying out of that place.
877-971-HITS. Hit us up via call or text. Things you found in your date's home that were red flags for you. For me, it's canned refried beans.
Like, just in the house, anywhere?
Yeah, that's so specific.
Yeah, that's a cardinal sin for me, though. Being Mexicano? Like, what are you going to be eating beans out of a can?
Well, where else?
That's a no-no.
Where else do they come from?
Oh, my gosh, Brian. Exactly.
Where? What do you do?
You buy the beans at the store, and then you boil them in water at home.
Isn't it the same?
You smash them. Oh, my God.
Who has got that kind of time? You boiling beans and smashing them with a mallet in your kitchen?
You don't even know. That's what I'm saying. If your expectations are that low for your life that you can have...
Wow.
Canned beans. I'd be okay with it.
We're just people on the go, dog.
So anyways, that one. But top five things, according to this study, Brian said, where do they come from?
I've never seen them not in a can.
Literally, same.
No munches. All right, top five things in your date's home that are red flags. All right, number five, multiple toothbrushes and they live alone.
Well, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you got a pink one in there, too. You know, you got a lady toothbrush in the middle of that. You got to throw those away.
Number four, past due bills.
Yeah.
Just chilling on the table or in that one drawer where you throw everything in.
Well, that's a little weird if you're, like, looking through
the
mail.
Or rifling through your stuff.
Absolutely. Number three, if you find a child you did not know about previously.
It's a problem.
That happened to our very own DJ Majestic. Spent the night at a girl's house, had no idea. Woke up to a little girl saying, hi, Dada.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
They
very
call- literally. She called you Dada?
She just said Papa.
Oh, Papa. Not bad for screwing up
but, the silver lining.
Get it right, Edgar.
The silver lining was I bet that, that lady had snacks, though.
There was food. Right? We were having breakfast at that point, yeah.
Five things in your date's home that are red flags. If you find a big jar of condoms.
Ew.
Yeah, again, you can't have too many of those. Yeah. But also you can't have too few.
Number one, if you find zero condoms.
Yeah, what do you want, 100 or nothing?
Somewhere in between.
I buy in bulk at Costco. Leave me alone.
You got a membership. Leave me alone. 877-971-HITS. What's coming through on our text, Brian?
Oh, we got some great ones here. We got from the 714, a wall of swords.
Wow.
Or a mom.
True.
Both have happened to her.
At least it wasn't a mom holding a sword. Right.
And then I replied back, like, which is worse? And they wrote, and she wrote back, the mom, because she came in and asked us if we needed anything at a point in time. That's never a good look.
You just want a snack? You know, maybe you're a little
sounds
hungry.
Like you're working up quite a thirst in here.
No.
Get out of here, bro.
Jordan, what's a deal breaker for you if you walk into a dude's house and he has this?
So cleanliness would be number one, but that's like universal. The situation with me was I was dating this guy and he was really awesome. And then we went back to his crib and I went to his room and there were toys, like not sex toys or anything like that, like actual
toys,
like action figures, yeah. Like wrestlers and stuff.
No, Sesame Street style.
Wow. Sesame Street.
Homeboy had Big Bird just chilling.
Baby Cookie Monster, Big Bird, and you know, so on and so forth.
Wait, like on shelves? Like were they like displayed?
Collectibles?
Yeah, they were. And what? I was like, oh, so you know, are you babysitting somebody or do you have any children? He's like, oh no, oh, I just have those are mine.
For what? Just to stare at or does he play with them?
I guess both, but he did tell me like he wanted children, like it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be getting into adult activities and just look at Cookie Monster over there just staring at you.
Tickle me, Elmo, and whatnot.
So creepy.
Damn, Jordan. But you know what? Sometimes these are collectibles and they're worth money. And maybe later on he'll be willing to sell them for a ring.
No.
All right, fantastic. No, trying to help out homeboy.
If he's collecting Cookie Monster in his 30s, he even know what a ring is.
Exactly.
Jordan, thank you for calling in. Definitely toys is a no-no for you, right?
Yes.
Casey from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Things you found in your date's home that were a red flag, you had to see the door. You were like, bye.
Yeah. And can I just start by saying, like, I consider myself a pretty open-minded individual, but I was working on this short film, and I had just started seeing this girl, and I was looking for, like, prop knives. And so I asked her, like, if she had anything around the house. And she's like, oh, well, come here. I'll show you this. And so she, like, takes me up to her bedroom, reaches up under the bed, and she's got, like, this gold dagger. It's got, like, alligator or something on the handle. Just, like, up under the bed that she keeps there every night. I had slept in that bed. Why is it under the bed?
It's like Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah. Casey, and it wasn't a prop. It was a real legit gold dagger?
It was an actual knife. Like, it could have killed someone.
Yeah. You never know. Maybe it did.
I mean, that's why you. That's why it's a red flag. It's because you're like, why do you have a golden alligator dagger under your bed? Like, that doesn't seem like a place you need to have that thing.
Casey, love you, girl. Thank you for calling in. Definitely bounced on the gold dagger. Later.
Bye.
From the 949, we got, on a first date, I walked into a guy's house to find pictures of me all over in his own apartment.
No, bro.
That's like stalker status.
He thought it'd be cute to get him off Facebook and be a funny joke. I didn't stay after that.
Oh, he did it as a potent, like a joke.
Well, she walked away.
Well, he just said that because he forgot they were up.
He saw the look on her face like, oh, do you think she's going to get murdered? This one from the 423, no bed sheets on the bed, just a pillow without a pillowcase and a blanket on a mattress.
That's sexy though, no? A little rustic vibe there.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win.
FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.